Welcome back, and I'm so glad you're here for day two of our meditation course. Today, we'll be diving deeper into managing social anxiety through cognitive reframing and self-compassion. As we learned yesterday, social anxiety often stems from negative thought patterns. These patterns can lead to feelings of self-doubt, inadequacy, and fear of judgment. But what if we could challenge these negative thoughts and replace them with more realistic and positive ones? Through cognitive reframing, we can learn to identify and challenge our negative thought patterns, replacing them with more balanced, more empowering beliefs. Additionally, cultivating self-compassion can help us to be more understanding and accepting of ourselves, even when we make mistakes or experience a bit of anxiety. Today we'll be exploring the following techniques: guided meditation for cognitive reframing. We'll practice identifying and challenging negative thoughts, then replacing them with more realistic and positive ones. And metta meditation. This loving kindness meditation will help us develop compassion and kindness towards ourselves and others. By practicing these techniques regularly, you can expect to experience several benefits, including reduced negative self-talk. With this skill, you'll be less likely to engage in negative self-criticism and self-doubt. Increased self-esteem. With this, you'll develop a stronger sense of self-worth and confidence. Improved ability to manage social situations. You'll be better equipped to handle social situations, challenges with grace and composure. Enhanced self-compassion. You'll learn to treat yourself with kindness and understanding, even when you experience setbacks. Remember, change takes time and practice. Be patient with yourself and celebrate your progress along the way. Again, I'm excited to continue this journey with you. Let's begin. Welcome to day two, and welcome to this sanctuary of mindfulness and self-compassion. Today we embark on a journey of self-discovery, where we'll explore the transformative power of self-compassion, where we will learn to replace negative thoughts with more empowering beliefs. If you haven't already, find yourself a comfortable place to sit, recline, or lay down. When you've found your place, gently close your eyes, allowing your eyelids to become heavier, your gaze to soften, those eyelids to close. If you prefer to keep your eyes open, soften that gaze and allow your vision to blur, perhaps focusing on just a single point way out there in the distance. Let your body find its own comfortable position, whether you're seated upright, reclining or laying down with all limbs relaxed. Now, take a few deep breaths, inhaling slowly and deeply, filling your lungs with life-giving oxygen, feeling your tummy expand as you inhale calmness and allow your chest to rise gently before exhaling slowly and completely, releasing any tension and any worry within each breath. Allowing your breath to become your anchor in this present moment. Breathing in calm and releasing any tension. Now, bring your awareness to your heart, the center of your compassion and love. Imagine a warm, radiant light emanating from your heart, filling your entire being with a sense of warmth and acceptance. Allow this light to spread to every cell of your entire body, bringing comfort and healing to any areas that feel tense or uncomfortable. As you continue to focus on your heart, I'd like you to recall a time when you felt deeply loved, a time when you felt accepted, a time when you felt safe and secure while in the presence of another. Allow the memory of this experience to fill you with a sense of warmth and gratitude. Now, bring your awareness to your inner critic. Bring your awareness to that voice within, that judges and criticizes you. I want you to notice the tone of this voice. Notice the words that it uses. Notice the emotions that it evokes within you. Observe this inner critic without judgment, simply acknowledging its presence. Now imagine your inner critic as a small, frightened child. Imagine your inner critic as a child seeking attention, seeking validation. Recognize that this child is simply trying to protect you from harm, even though its methods may be incorrect. I'd like you to offer this child compassion and understanding, knowing that it is acting out of fear and insecurity Now, gently, but firmly, I want you to set boundaries within your inner critic. Explain that you appreciate its concern, but that you no longer need its harsh criticism. Tell it that you are choosing to treat yourself with kindness and respect, and that you will no longer tolerate its negativity. As you continue your meditation, focus on cultivating self-compassion. Remember that you are worthy of love and acceptance, just as you are. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer to a dear, dear friend. Now I'd like you to bring to your awareness a negative thought that perhaps you frequently experience. This could be a negative thought about yourself, about your abilities, or about your social interactions. And just observe this thought without judgment. Simply acknowledge its presence. I want you to examine this negative thought a little more closely. Is it based on evidence, or is it simply a distorted perception of reality? Is this negative thought helpful, or is it harmful? Is it empowering, or is it limiting? Now, I want you to challenge this negative thought. I want you to replace it with a more realistic and empowering belief. For example, if that negative thought is, I am not good enough, then I want you to replace it with, I am worthy of love and acceptance. If the negative thought is, I'm going to fail, replace it with, I am capable and I will do my best. I want you to repeat this process with any other negative thoughts, thoughts that you might frequently experience. And as you replace these negative thoughts with more empowering beliefs. You will begin to notice a shift in your mind. You will begin to notice a decrease in any social anxiety. I'll give you a few moments right now to repeat this process with any other negative thoughts you might experience. Replace those thoughts with more realistic and empowering statements. I am worthy of love and acceptance. I am good enough. I'm strong and capable. I will do my best. Take a few moments and replace those old thoughts with some new empowering beliefs. And I'll speak again shortly. That's good. Now take a few more long, slow, deep breaths. Breathing in relaxation. Breathing out any stress. Allowing your body to relax. And your mind to become calm. And when you're ready, you can gently open up those eyes and return to your day with a renewed sense of empowerment. May this practice of self-compassion be a source of strength and resilience as you navigate the challenges and opportunities of life. I look forward to joining you on day 3.